consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize.
Hi, my loves. Welcome to another incredible episode where we are going to dive in deeper about how to create a powerful and unique brand with your messaging. And this is for you if you're a coach, a healer, light worker, you're in the transformational world, and you're maybe you're new and you're wondering, what is brand messaging? Why exactly is messaging important to your personal brand? And what mistakes do coaches make when they create their messaging? Why is it so hard to be vulnerable in messaging? And how do you know exactly if it's working for you or not? So we're going to dive in deeper. And I have my incredible special guest here, one of my soul sisters. We are in a group coaching program together with the same business coach. I'm very excited to have Joanna Ingram here. I've recently been on her show, Goals with Soul, and we'll link that as well in the show notes, because that was absolutely one of my favorite podcasts to be on. So Joanna's an amazing interviewer, so I hope I can live up to the same. So let me share a little bit more details about this powerhouse. Joanna Ingram is a former advertising agency director turned business coach and brand messaging activator. She helps high-achieving female coaches clarify their unique brand message and market their brilliance that attracts five-star soulmate clients, yes, using her edge method. So they stand out from the crowd and supercharge their business energy and results. Joanna is a host of Goals with Soul, ranks in the top 3% of global podcasts. Honestly, my loves, go and listen. You're going to learn so much from her podcast and from her. The weekly show that shares marketing strategies and energetic approaches to elevate coaching business success. Joanna lives in London, UK with her husband, three daughters, and lockdown rescue cat Olive. And her perfect day always starts with feeding the swans in the nearby woods. Oh, that sounds so amazing. Welcome, love. I'm so happy that you're here.
Oh, thank you so much, Rosalyn. It is fantastic to be here. Now I can hear you so clearly. It's just perfect.
Woo-hoo! Tech issues. All good. Please share with us, how is it that you became who you are and your journey to do what you do in the world?
Absolutely. And it wasn't a linear progression, I can tell you that much. As I'm an ex-advertising agency director. That was my path for nearly 20 years. Mm. I was always a good girl at school, did well academically, and went on to get the good advertising job, and kind of struggled because it didn't feel like my calling, and yet it felt like it was what I was supposed to do. And I just didn't get off that train for so many years, always in that self-doubt. This is the right thing, the job, the house, you stack it all up in a lifetime. But really the calling didn't go away. And the pandemic gifted me, as it did many others, a real opportunity to reassess. And it came not with a whisper, but with a big boot up the ass. And it was, I was laid off from the big job. Mm. And, the pandemic did that, decimated the advertising industry for a short period anyway. And I was let go. And at that time, I was already doing the Miracle Morning. I was creating my coaching future. I was like, I want to be a coach. And it was like the universe literally told me enough talk, enough 4 a.m. starts. It's not good for anyone. It's time for you to really go into this heart and soul and just make your mark. So I didn't get upset, not for very long. And I just got into it and I started learning about the online business models, and my head was blown. I was like, this is for me. This is the thing. But the mistake I made, which so many new coaches do, and indeed a lot of my clients make this exact mistake too, which is that I took everything from my business experience and I just transposed it into my business and went, oh, well, that's what I do then. And it's not a problem because you got to start somewhere. But it became a problem over time because what I lent into was action taker, overproving, burnout, everything was accountability, productivity. And whilst that's valuable for many people, and indeed I got clients that way, I found over time I was just leading myself down this dark alley of burnout. And it was just like pushing, overproving, overworking. And it led me to probably about 6 months into my business to just take a step back. I call it that the moment I was ugly crying on the kitchen floor. I was just like, what have I done? This is not full of satisfaction. In fact, I realized that I was the worse boss to myself than any of the corporate bosses I'd had. And I'd had a few. And it was like, this isn't okay. And actually, I had this latent spirituality piece to me, which I had separated so much from the work that I did. It was like, work's over here, and my hobbies and passions are over here. And indeed, this is one of the bigger insights I had when I went on to create Brand Epics, which I'd love to tell you more about as and when. But it's like, it's really the reality that so many coaches think that business is business and pleasures and passions live elsewhere. And I know, Rosalind, you bring pleasure and passion into your business with admirable elevation, I think is the right word, but so many don't. And people get into a rhythm of showing up and doing something that isn't bringing them joy and they just don't love. And that's what I had been doing. And the big aha moment was that actually being me is my message. And being able to fuse all of that marketing and advertising experience with the spirituality and energetics. And I went off and became a breathwork facilitator and a certified pranic healer. I was just like, it was a big combustion, like a big bang in my personal life where everything came together. And I realized that not just business coaching, which I love business coaching, but specifically helping established and new coaches to elevate and activate what their true brand message is calling. And I've not looked back since.
Like having soulgasms just listening to your story and your journey. And I know that our listeners are absolutely, you know, like I know that there are listeners out there who are feeling like, oh my gosh, that's me right now. Like, how do I bring in more of that, my personal who I am into business? And I do see that as well. Like a lot of times people come see me because they have it so separated. And I love that you have brought together the alchemy of all that you are. I love it to call it the alchemy of you, and infuse that together, combustion. Like, yes, so amazing, so good. And we really, like, you and I, we love jamming. You guys, Joanna's one of my friends that we sort of like mastermind with on the side, outside of our group coaching. And it's fun to be, honestly, you have, just in our conversations, you have activated me to this like next level of, right? Because, you know, often when we're in our own stuff, we can't see the forest from the trees. And so for someone on the outside to use their gifts and pull out what it is that they see in this case, in me, what you've seen in me, you're like, Roz, this is exactly. And I'm like, yeah, okay. You know, and it's like go time. So I so appreciate just you really holding space and jamming with me and pulling out. It's so fun. It is incredible. And not just fun. It's like powerful and potent to like then bring that into a tangible way in my own business.
Wow. I mean, it is quite hard to see yourself for what you're meant to be. And that's no different for me either. I had to find the pieces that revealed that. And interestingly, one of the pieces that really solidified my path was when I did my human design, because I learned that I'm a reflector, which was really unusual for me to learn because it's a rare type. And it certainly wasn't what I was expecting. I mean, Manny Jen, yes. Projector, yeah.
Manny Jen, yeah.
You know, boom, go get her. But I realized that actually the power in the reflector and how it really is true to who I am is that when I show up, I truly channel, absorb the energy of the person and then reflect back to them in the articulation of what's on their heart. They're just talking, but for some reason I get to see the dots and I'm joining them in my mind. I'm like, oh, these are the pieces. This is the storyboard here that this person in their magnificence hasn't spotted how to join the dots of themselves. And it's been the most fun. I mean, chatting with you, Roslyn,
absolutely.
And having the opportunity to gift you with the next thing of new and doing that as a job is it's really changed my life, and that's the purpose of what we do. It's changing people's lives and allowing others to have those breakthroughs and to be on their own path that they're really called and meant to do.
And Joanna, I imagine that like you have a lot of clients who, when you pull something out and you connect the dots, they probably say, I never thought about things that way. Or they might say, oh, shoot, like, that's what I was thinking, but I'm kind of scared to show and shine that part of me. Do you get that a lot?
Yes. Well, really, there are two things that hold people back from getting their next level messaging. And you just alluded to both of them in that one sentence.
You did.
The first one is the clarity. And that's the joining the dots. That's the like getting it piece. Mm-hmm. And the second piece is having the confidence to actually show up and shine. And you've got to have both pieces to really ignite your next level brand messaging. But although confidence, of course, can never be underrated. Confidence is essential. In this business, if you can't bring confidence, you're going to find it really, really hard. But where I've found that I'm able to add a massive amount of value is that sometimes people need the clarity to get the confidence.
And
when you reflect it back at someone and you're like, this.
Yes.
And you said, you know, the sort of reactions I get. And honestly, it blew my mind when I started doing this. And it's how I knew that I was meant to do it. You know, you get the tingles and you know that for me, when I believe I'm channeling, I'm a newbie to admitting I'm channeling. So if I use strange body language, but like oftentimes I'm working with a client and I'm tingling and I know that this is the messaging coming through. Mm-hmm. And I know doubly because I don't remember a word I've said. They'll say that again. I'm like, no chance, but I've got it on a replay.
Exactly. It's like if we're recording our calls, or like I often say that too. I mean, channeling is not a new term for many listeners on my show. So that is incredible. Yes, embrace that, because that's exactly what you're doing and you're in flow. There was something I wanted to to say, but I didn't want to interrupt, of course. I'm sure it'll come back to me.
You know, but what your last question, Roz, about what they said,
yes,
was they said, actually a client gave me one of the lines I love to use the most, which is articulate what's on your heart. And this client, she's actually a TV host, and she's phenomenal and so confident and has her own cooking show. But when it came to actually bringing the truth of what she had shared, which was way deeper than the work that she'd been doing superficially, and I was able to reflect that for her to allow that brilliance to shine through. And she was crying and she said, you've just articulated what's on my heart. And that stuck with me, because the powerful kind of unlocking of when somebody's given you the words to what you really want to and need to express in the world. And it's my privilege to be able to show up and give that value.
1000%. And also, this is what I was going to say, that confidence really does come from, like you said, the clarity in this case. And, you know, again, being a perhaps like in the client seat, when we're jamming, it's like when someone else is able to articulate, connect the dots, and an expert, I should say, right, can pull all of that out. It's like within myself, this huge yes, like soulgasmic yes, is like, yes, that's it. And then because someone else also believes in you and sees, like literally sees me, right? Sees the person, it's like, it's go time. It's all of a sudden, all of the unlocking emerges and unfolds into, well, in this case, it would be in the marketing, into the social media posts, into the live showing up. And it's so powerful and important because of course I also do this with my clients, to witness this and be almost like, it feels like pressing buttons, right? Because it's just like, we're channeling and then like, here's some buttons, and they're like, and then they like just go and show up. That's so fun.
Yeah, oh my God, that is one of the best bits. Absolutely. Yeah. And the fact that everybody's unique as well, it's there is no need to be the cookie cutter coach. And I fell into that. I watched one of the biggest business coaches around at the time, not of a particular spiritual bent. Yeah. And I was like, I want to be like her. And I'm like, oh, about myself. I remember showing up on my podcast in the first few episodes, and I was like, well, this is how she talks. So maybe if I just do it like this, this is how it should be done. Because I didn't know myself. I wasn't confident enough to just be me, even if that's a bit geeky or a bit too much, or a bit like forgot what I wanted to say or whatever, and just be a little bit messy. Because I come out of this whole perfectionist industry, and I put so much pressure on myself that it all had to be a certain way. And to have the freedom to express myself, and I'm only a DEFCON 2, you know, I'm still moving up the whole time. It's like, you get to that explosive, soulgasmic level. But this is the beauty, being able to show up and lead people onto your path even while you're still traveling it. And that's what I encourage my clients to do the same. It's like, don't wait. If it's in your heart, you're already ready to share. And I got a beautiful illustration of this on my podcast, actually, because when I was doing it initially, it was all about, here's how to build your mailing list, here's how to, you're very action orientated. And don't get me wrong, strategy is a very big part of what we do. But I wasn't really bringing what I wanted to talk about most. And I started to go on a journey around law of attraction. And I thought, I really want to talk about this, but I'm no expert in this. Can I really? And this is where I first started to express myself on my podcast, in not like this, right, where we're on screen. I was doing my podcast in my daughter's closet, holding up my phone like this, you know, just being able to do it with complete abandon. And I started to share about my journey in the law of attraction, particularly where I found it hard, because overthinkers find the law of attraction very easy to understand, very hard to actually get the results to magnetize. And so where I was getting results and where I was finding that was working for me, I started to share it. And I got this wonderful message from a listener who said, when are you running your first manifestation workshop? And I was like, my mind was blown. I'm like, I am being seen as an expert at this point just because I'm having the conversations, I'm curating. And that was a revelation. And it's given me the opportunity to be able to encourage so many of my clients into things like sharing their meditations when they never thought that they were ready to be someone that shares meditation.
Wow.
So, it's been inspiring work. It's very cool.
I love listening to your journey and just how you've been really working through your, we'll say, challenges internally and mentally, emotionally. And I know that our listeners are also, you know, really receiving that and getting ideas for themselves. You know, and particularly what I want to highlight, which I'm such a visual person. When you were sharing about how you wanted to share about the law of attraction and you were questioning, I don't know if I can, because I don't know if I'm an expert at this. I don't just, and I love that you took that bold, courageous action and you found this beautiful space in your daughter's closet. I almost visualize that as like, perhaps like a womb space and it's your daughter's closet. So there's probably a lot of magical child energy in there. And it's just like, you just let things come through with abandon. And it's just like, whoever needs to hear this will hear it. And I'm just going to say and speak my truth. Like, that is so powerful. And I want the audience to really take that and apply it to you. If you, it resonates with you, do it in whatever way it will like, create that space in inside and out where you're able to speak your truth and share, because how you deliver it is going to be different than how someone else who might say a similar concept, but they'll deliver it differently. You each have different energetic frequencies. And I just love, Joanna, that you didn't stop yourself from and just went full out for it. And I feel like that just really activated you and then it activates others. So it's so powerful.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was a big moment. And now it's just something that is easier, right? Once we've taken those big courageous steps, it becomes part of us. We grow, we're able to hold that additional space and then move on to the next challenge, the next thing that feels uncomfortable and difficult.
That's right. So I'm going to just have you, because we've been talking about, how I like to say it is our vibe is our personal brand. And if we could maybe come back to those listeners who are perhaps just starting their business, they're just starting this journey and they've heard, you know, like brand messaging, but what exactly is that? So how would you define brand messaging?
Great question. Because I know when I first started, even coming out of the advertising industry and moving into coaching, everyone's talking about messaging. I'm like, what exactly is messaging? Because, you know, I remember it being called proposition or branding back in, you know, the corporate space for big multi-million pound advertisers that I would have worked with back then. So then I realized that a lot of people get messaging a little bit wrong because they think to themselves, messaging means copy. It means what I say on my website. It means what I write in my content. And that is true, but only to an extent. Because if you leap straight into writing your website and sharing your content, which all of us do, no judgment here, but what frequently happens is you've actually not created your personal, unique, authentic messaging. And that's where I mentioned earlier about brand epics. That's where that really bridges the gap. I created epics because I recognized that there are five things that really have to come together to create your unique brand message. And the epic stands for those five things.
Brilliant.
It's an acronym. So I start off with the wrong letter, right? E is experience. P is your pain points. I, your interests and also your passions. C is your character. And S are your skills. Now, within all of that are going to be your unique mixture, your matrix within that that's going to unlock your unique brand. And like I mentioned earlier, when I said about coming out of corporate and just lifting one dimensional part of what I did, which was born of my experience. Yes. If you build your brand around only one part of your brand epics or one and a half, two parts, it's going to be missing some really intrinsic pieces. So what epics really is it's an opportunity for exploration to really deep dive into who you are. Because the other problem that a lot of coaches have is that they focus too much on their ideal client to the detriment of themselves. Now, ideal dreams.
Can you say a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. It's like soul clients, dream clients, ideal clients, your ICA. Coaches will talk and talk and talk about the research you need to do, how you need to understand them. Yes, yes, yes. But oftentimes they talk about it without remembering that it is me, the coach, or you, the coach. Mm-hmm. And we're not all like, just take one out of the box and just go find an ideal client. And where you really find your soul ideal clients is when you really express your unique, authentic brand messaging. And it's a beautiful thing. We know, Roz, you were saying earlier that you help your clients do a similar thing. Many people help their clients do a similar thing. So it's even more important in our cluttered niche to really bring everything about you, your whole epics.
Yes.
Because then the right people are going to go, I want to learn this, but that's the person who I want to learn it from. That's the energy I need to be in. I know that she gets me. We've got, there's a vibe, like you said, that's just the energy that I need to be in to learn this important part in my business or in my life at this time. So you can't miss that bit out.
And there's so much I want to like just say about this too, where, you know, you and I do similar things. And I have no worries about, you know, like competition. That's just not where my brain goes. It's like abundance. Like there's more than enough to go around. And I'm not for everybody. And I'm like, let me bring on Joanna because other people may resonate with her. She's going to share it in a really different way. Your system, your epic system, I call that the alchemy of you. So it's similar, but we're going to have different processes to work with our clients with helping them bring that out. So I love what you're sharing. And then Joanna, I also believe you had shared, if we only bring one dimension of ourselves, we're not being fully expressed. And in my experience, what happens when I'm working with clients and I see that they're still hiding aspects of themselves. And I mean, I'm also speaking from personal experience too, when I was hiding certain aspects of myself, people feel that. And you're actually doing yourself and your potential prospects, your audience, a disservice because you're not fully showing up, fully expressing who you are. So you're robbing yourself and them of this. It's like some part of us is hanging on and people feel that. They can't put a finger on it maybe sometimes, right? But like they can feel something's a little off. So hopefully those of you who are like really listening to this, this is your permission to show up as you. And all those parts you're trying to hide, all those parts you're trying to, you're like judging yourself about, that's your magic sauce. That is so your magic sauce.
I'm so glad you brought this one up actually, because it's like we have a real focus on getting clients in this business. Mm-hmm. And obviously we need clients. It's how we run our business.
Yes.
But oftentimes we try and get clients to the detriment of actually our own happiness. And we end up attracting energy vampire clients who are just, you know, the wrong match for us. Great people in the world, not great people in our business. Yeah. And we need to kind of release a lot of that energy. Just be ready to say, I'm a particular person. That's where the character personality side of brand epics really lends a lot of value. Is when you actually look at who am I? Because actually it's people that will share a lot of my personality traits that I'm going to get on with really well as clients. Mm. And I like to think of them as people that I would want a glass of red wine or a cappuccino with.
Yes.
It's like that's the kind of energy. So everyone leaves the call with that inspired action
energy.
And client. And that beautiful mix. And I also love how you talked about hiding. Sorry, I'm getting excited because the way that you just put it, giving people permission and giving your listeners permission, is just something that people don't realize they've got. And it only came to me at some point this year actually, is that there's a lot of very established coaches out there that from the mm-hmm. outside, if you look at their business, at their website, their Instagram, it all looks so put together. You're like, oh, well, they've got no problem with their messaging. And it came as a massive surprise when coaches contacted me and were saying, actually, I really want to work with you. And I was still stuck in a little bit of really, like, okay.
But I thought
you had it all. I'm okay. Well, let's do this. And actually discovered that what was missing for them was the energy in their business mm-hmm. from then. Mm-hmm. Not just that, not like the energy you talked about that the clients can feel. They were missing it. Like, I worked with Caroline, as she's an executive coach. And she's doing so well in her business. She makes crazy good transformations. But when we were working together, it transpired. And I was able to see that really the one thing that she felt most insecure about was her biggest power. Mm. And I was able to transmute that, to explain to her, actually story it out, why it was an amazing thing for her clients to build upon. Her negative story was actually what they wanted. She had no idea. It was very humbling to be able to ignite that for her. And she gave me the feedback, which was, you've energized my business when I've been stuck for 6 months. And it got me thinking, yes. how oftentimes do we get stuck hiding something? And then we're not putting any energy into our business. We're not showing up. We're not going live. We're not writing the stuff. We're not doing our biggest, boldest offers, because we're just stuck with offers that are actually something we've already up-leveled from, but we haven't had the courage to just
do it. And our ego thinks that we need to stick with that when we have evolved. I'd love to continue jamming about this. What we're going to do is we're going to go into commercial. And my loves, as you are tuning in, I want you to reflect on, what is your magic secret sauce? What is that aspect of you? Have you noticed, like, what's that thing you're holding back that you know you can turn it up a little bit more? And we'd love to hear from you and the chats and the comments. Think about it. All right, we'll see you guys in a bit.
Om Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Om Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Om Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Om Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
Are you feeling maxed out working one-on-one with clients, and you're deeply desiring to scale your business for more time freedom without sacrificing your income, but rather expanding it? Many of my clients who are lightworkers, healers, practitioners, and even coaches, they're often multi-modality, are coming to me because they are sick and tired of working with clients on a one-off session model where the clients are coming in on a as-need basis. Or if they're selling packages, they are selling them in the sense of buy five, get one free, or the greater the number of sessions, the greater the discount. The problem with this is it's still a dollar for hours business model. And so that leaves the practitioner feeling really exhausted and overwhelmed from having to put so much time, effort, and energy in finding new clients that they're not operating in their most elevated self with their current clients. And so if this is you, I would love to share with you that it's time to elevate your business and scale it to sell high ticket one-on-one programs or even group programs. This will allow you to have more deeper impacts because you're raising your clients' results, you're scaling your business, and you're having that time freedom you deeply are yearning for. If this is resonating with you, love, I'd love to invite you to come on a soul business alignment call with me so that you can stop feeling like you're on this roller coaster ride and start to feel safe and stable and even having fun in your business and your finances. Please go to electrifymybusiness.com to apply and we'll hop on a call. I can't wait to connect.
If I could be you, and you could be me for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds.
Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back, everyone. So I hope that as you were reflecting on what is that aspects of you that you need to turn up a little bit more or a lot more, you know, that's a piece that actually requires us to be vulnerable. I know for me, that was, and part of my business journey was really when I got activated with light language, which is language you all will hear in a little bit, that only our soul can understand. I was like, oh my God, I was hiding it a bit because I, first of all, wasn't confident in knowing how to use it. And so I know that, you know, for me, that was really vulnerable to share because I had these thoughts of, oh my God, like, am I going to discredit myself? Are people going to think I'm too weird? Is this going to take my business out? And in fact, what happened for me, when I took the courage to start showing up fully expressed with my light language, was literally my business turned on even more and significantly. Like, it was like the magic button that attracted more of my soulmate clients to me. So can we talk a little bit about that piece around vulnerability, Joanna? Like, if you could share a tip for our listeners in terms of how do we get courageous to start sharing?
Yeah, I mean, vulnerability is such a key part of bringing authentic brand messaging. And if you're not feeling vulnerable and you're not on that edge, then chances are you're not bringing all you have to share, because really being real is a very vulnerable state. And being authentic means that you share the less good parts, the parts that you feel icky, the parts that feel like, is this right? Am I right? And much like you, although, I mean, I certainly don't channel light language, not to say that I never will. It might yet be. I'm told that I'm a channel and the channeling is only starting. You never know. But I felt really uncomfortable around my pranic healing, around sharing that and showing up, doing my activations and meditations. And even I was like, who do I think I am, doing breathwork facilitation after I learned that. And actually, the more that I lent into that, the better it felt. And where it sat for me is here in the throat. And I knew that I was resisting because my throat went, look, and it was, yep. The throat chakra is where we speak our truth and where we have the power to be ourselves. And I realized that actually the chakras are really connected to all of the parts of brand messaging. And I had a lot of fun connecting the parts of brand epics to the different chakra points.
Oh my gosh.
It really was, actually. And some of the work I do in brand epics sometimes brings in certain chakra work if that's necessary. And here, when it comes to vulnerability, it's almost always necessary, right? With the throat, which is why I'm wearing or the turquoise color, because it's about expression. It's about speaking vulnerably and showing up and just being yourself and having fun and sharing deep things. And, you know, recently, even the other day, something else came through for me that was vulnerable to a new level, which might not seem like anything to you, Roz. I'm sure most people be like, so what? But I actually spoke the words. I was like, I am emphatic. I'm emphatic, right? And this was something that had been said to me in the past, and I'd taken it on like, ooh, I'm too pushy, I'm too opinionated. And I'm like, but really, I'm not. Like, if someone comes at me in a confrontational way, I cry really fast. And people go, stop it. That's not true about you. I'm like, try me. I was like, really don't like confrontation. But because I'm so emphatic, I think people get a particular view. So it was really nice to be able to be, I can be emphatic. Yes. Because I magnetize clients who like the energy. Yes. But it's okay to be vulnerable and be a bit tearful if it's, something feels uncomfortable. And you can be both. You can be all parts of yourself, right?
Absolutely. That is so powerful. So my love, I know we could jam more, more, more. And I know my audience is going to, like, they're probably loving you up so much. Like, how can they follow you? How can they work with you? What does that look like? Please share.
Okay. So I am always hanging around on Instagram. And on Instagram, I am joe.ingram. So you can
find me. I love your Instagram posts, by the way, and your reels and just your podcast, of course.
Thank you. I mean, obviously, I'm on my podcast is Goals with Soul. Roz is going to share the episode that Roz did, which, by the way, is one of the most popular episodes. So make sure.
Is it? I didn't know that. Well, I mean, really, really well. I mean, of course. Your vibe.
People work with me in one of two ways. So, working one to one, we work on the messaging edge, which is my bespoke program that takes you through brand epics in the deepest way possible. We literally sit for 90 minutes talking about you. And it's been called business therapy because it really does transcend just business. But what it results in is being absolutely seen, understood, reflected, and expressed. And then we go on to apply that to your content, to your offers, to your business, to literally make sure that you are fully expressed in your messaging in all the ways, most potently in your mission and showing up in your power with the confidence. So that's something that at the moment I only take on a couple of clients a month, but it's incredibly powerful and deep. But alternatively, I've got my group program, which is called Time to Rise. And in that program, we do the messaging work, but we also support each other weekly for all things business. The coaches in that program are 0 to 24 months, all seeking full expression and to build businesses that attract their soul clients. So they're the two key ways that I'm working at the moment.
Powerful, powerful. So follow Joanna at I am Jo Ingram, I-N-G-R-A-M on Instagram. You can DM her, tell her your takeaways from this episode. I know that you're like me. We love to hear from our audience. Okay. We love to interact with you in the DMs. Like, it's one of our favorite things. So please.
Oh, yeah. If somebody wants a little taste of
yes, you what this thing's
all about. Yeah. Yes. You can message me. I've got my Is Your Messaging Magnetic Enough, which is a free messaging checklist plus that's got the key ways plus the special sauce that I've used to unlock my messaging. So if you want to get hold of that free checklist, just DM me or I can share a link with Roz.
And we'll be in the show notes as well. It's already in the show notes. So we will awesome. Make sure. Yeah, I'll be sharing that all over the place. So yay! Beautiful. So what we're going to do right now is to shift into the last little bit here as we come to a close to a meditation activation to support you in this conversation today to really activate your next level when it comes to you showing up, you gaining clarity about your magic, and not from a head space, but from a soul space, and really feeling the stir of that unfolding from inside and showing up fully. And then being able to express yourself in your messaging from this place. So that's the intention of this meditation activation. So I invite you to take your attention inward. Just make sure you're comfortable. Usually I say you can lie down or sit up, but I would invite you actually sit up for this. I'm getting a download that this is going to be more powerful for you if you sit up. Beautiful. And just taking a breath in. And then just releasing anything that doesn't serve or support. On your next breath, breathing in through your root chakra, base of your spine there, moving through your perineum to your spine, into your sacral, your womb space here, activating your fire in your belly, breathing into your solar plex, your power center, your heart, feel into your love energy, and of course, your throat chakra, activating your voice, your truth, your ability and your courage to speak truth. Moving into your third eye, connecting with your intuition. And if your eyes are closed, you can even take your gaze to your third eye. It stimulates the pituitary gland. Yeah, you'll notice that sensation tingle a little bit. And then moving into the top of your head, which is your crown chakra. And zipping your attention and your breath into the cosmos. And just slowly releasing, grounding as you exhale. And regulating your breath. And I invite you to just tune in to that part of you that needs to turn up more. And that's your part of you that you might be hiding a little bit. You might be thinking and judging yourself about it, worried about what other people will think. That part. Just tune into that. Invite you to breathe love into this part. And as you breathe out, I invite you to breathe out this part into the world as if you're infusing the world with this gift of who you are. Yeah, beautiful. And feel the world receiving, in the world being activated, being elevated because you are showing up and you are sharing who you really are, especially this magical part of you. See your people, the people that need to hear your message, the way you deliver it. Connect, feel your energy land, your words land within them. Feel those light beams, almost like if you're a Care Bear and your magic sauce is like Care Bear staring it out into the world. And your people are receiving this activation. You're the lighthouse that's turned on. Beautiful. Feel into the sensations in your body as you're visualizing this. Feeling where your magic is unfolding. Notice the energy flowing. Notice the solidness in your core. And you may notice there might be a part of you that feels a little tender, a little vulnerable to put yourself out there like this. That's okay. Make space for that. Breathe love into this part of you. All of you is welcomed. Breathing in. And Joe, I'm being guided to ask you to bring some breath work in to guide. We're going to do a little bit of a jamming here. You could just invite the audience to also bring in breath with your beautiful gifts.
Okay, we'll do a three-part breath, and it's into the stomach, into the chest, and then out through the mouth. You go in through the stomach, in through the chest, and then. It's just a release. Just keep going with the same breath. It's just allowing the release of what doesn't serve you anymore with that out breath. And just allowing with the in breath for all of the energy and what you're meant to be and who you're meant to serve to be infusing through your whole body through your breath. And in through the stomach, in through the chest, and out through the mouth.
Beautiful. And as you keep breathing that way, my loves, I'm just going to do a light language to help you clear and release. Sirakia sorakura si nirakia surakia simurakura ti nirakua. Murakura kia sirakura ti wurakia samarakia kia sokura ti murakura ti. See what you're releasing, being handed over to Mother Earth. She's happily receiving what no longer serves and supports the hiding, the playing small, the fear, and transmuting it into positive energy. Beautiful. And so in this next light language, we're going to activate you into your next level. So feel into your magic. Breathe into this magic. Before I do the light language, Joe, if you can invite them to go into a breath of activating this.
Absolutely. So we breathe deeper into our belly. We should really feel your belly extending. You should feel your solar plexus releasing with the breath. It's about bringing the breath into the body to release the barriers and the resistance to allowing all that you are meant to be. And as you use the breath in combination with the light language that Roz is going to bring, just really breathing deeply when the words are impacting your thoughts the most, use the breath to allow them to actually embody the words in your body. So just reminding you, the breath goes in, and you can do this through your nose or through your mouth, whichever you're called, through into your belly. Deep, allow your solar plexus to broaden, chest, and release all the way out.
Activate, amplify your magic. And my loves, I invite you to keep breathing until you feel the full expansion. Thank you so much, Joe, for being here. I so appreciate you. Love you, soul sister. And thank you, my loves, for tuning in.
Thank you, Roz. So much fun. So much goodness.